Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us. Yesterday, we started to look at what to do when the pressure is on, how to overcome that pressure. And we saw in 1 Peter 5:7 that God says, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. God's capable and able and wanting to do what you need doing. And so He'll take care of your life. And then we started to look at the law of attraction. You know, Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We attract what we believe in God for. And that's why we're going to read what Job said about the law of attraction. And we want to pick this up so that we can become faithful, firm followers and believers of Christ in the midst of the attack, in the midst of coronavirus, in the midst of economy crisis, in the midst of riots. We want to be faithful to God, trusting God, and know He will take care of us. So let's pick it up where we left off yesterday.
Job 3:25, watch what he says here. In Job 3:25, out of the voice, what I feared most descends on me, my nightmare, now reality. That's the law of attraction. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. God's word says, what I fear most overtakes me. What I dread happens to me. The devil tries to get you into dread. He tries to get you into fear because he knows you'll attract it to you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And that's why God tells us in Philippians 4:8. Now watch this. Out of the Passion Translation, He says, so keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind. Anything negative in that lot? It's all positive, uplifting what He told you to focus on, right? And fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising Him always. You've got to replace the negative thoughts with the positive word of God. Yes. Doubt has to be replaced with faith. Fear has to be thrown out. He says to you, think on these things. Think on all these things. Before that, He says in verse 4, He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. God tells you twice in the same verse. And there's plenty of other places it says to rejoice. But He says twice in the same verse, rejoice. Again, I tell you, rejoice. In the midst of everything, in the midst of pandemics, in the midst of economy, in the midst of all the stuff going on, I've got to rejoice. Well, how can I do that? If I've cast my cares upon God, know that He's taking care of them, I will rejoice. Because if He's taking care of them, they're not going to affect me or my loved ones. Amen. Come on. Can you see that? So you've got to replace the negative with the positive. You've got to replace doubt with faith. Amen. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. If God says we can have the mind of Christ, then you can. And that's the truth. You know, we know there's a scripture, I believe it's in Isaiah, that says, my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. That's true, but that was before salvation. Once I received salvation, the Holy Spirit started telling me His thoughts and His ways. He showed His ways unto Moses and His acts unto the children of Israel. When you're born again by the power of the Holy Spirit that's in us, will show us His ways. There was a song, show me your ways. Remember that? Hillsong. That I may walk walk with you, right? Well, God has shown us. In fact, God says, you are my temple now. He says, I'm living in you, I'm walking in you, and I'm your God, and you're my people. So I can know God's ways. What are God's ways? Well, he's going to take care of the sickly. He's going to take care of the homeless. All we have to do is exercise our faith and stretch our faith, because that's what he wants to do. What is the mind of Christ? He says, have this mind in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Christ says, all things are possible if you can believe. All things are possible if you can believe. In Mark 9:23, whatever is impossible with man is possible with God. Luke 18:27. That's the mind of Christ. And that's the mindset I want to have. We need to have that. We need to have that mindset that with God, all things are possible, and all things are possible to them that believe. Believe what? Believe what God said. We can walk in perfect peace. I'm not joking. This is actually true today. You need to write that down. I can walk. In fact, put your hand over your heart and say, from this day forward, I choose peace. I choose positive. I choose God. Put your hand over your heart again. Say, from this day on, I reject the enemy, his plans, and the fear. You just said a whole lot right there. We can walk in peace in the midst of what's going on. 2020, I don't know when it's going to get better. So we better start doing some things so we can walk in this peace. Amen? And so problems become great or small depending on how you think on them. That's right. You've heard the saying, he made a mountain out of a molehill. You've heard that saying, right? Well, do you know that God says, but like Zerubbabel said to the mountain, grace, grace, be removed, it became a flattened plain. Too many people are making mountains out of a molehill instead of making a flattened plain out of a mountain. God said, you cast that mountain into the sea. You can tell that mulberry tree to uproot itself and get into that ocean. God said that, right? So rather than turning small problems into giants of problems, do the opposite. If you've done it one way, you've proven you can do it. Now do it the other way. You've just proven. And just so you know, God wins, God won, and God always wins. Devil lost, devil always loses, devil's going to lose big time. So God's won. He's already got the victory. He's already. I'm not fighting from a position of wonder if we're going to win this fight. Wonder if we've got enough in the flanks. I wonder if we've got enough people armed. No, God's won the battle. The battle has already been won. The devil has already been defeated. I don't have to defeat him. All I have to do is, having done all, now stand in the victory of Christ. I'm standing in Christ's victory. And as the enemy's attacking, it's not me. The battle is not mine. If the battle was mine, I'd be gone. The battle is the Lord's. And David knew that. That's why he could take on the giant. That's why he saw Goliath and he said, you are not coming against me. It's powerful stuff, isn't it? But I seriously want us to realize that what you've got to do is keep your focus on God through the situation. That's the time when you really better hone into God. Remember, we told you there are four things that you're going to have to do. And if you do these four things, there are others as well. I mean, you can fast. That'll help you hear clearer instructions from God. You can go on a prayer vigil. You can do a lot of other things. But for me, what works? This. The other thing, and I'll probably finish this one. I'll take 5 minutes on this one. Focus. This is the second one. Write this down. Focus on your potential in God. Focus on your potential in God. You see that picture? Pretty cat actually is a big roaring lion in Christ. You see, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thanks be to God who always calls me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Amen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper in Christ. And so I've got to see my potential the way God sees me and recognize he's given me the authority over the things of the world. I am God's designated ambassador. Put your hand on your heart. So I am God's chosen, appointed, designated ambassador. And if I'm an ambassador, I better be ambassading, if there's a word. I better be ambassadoring, right? What does that mean? Adoring God and showing them people how the kingdom of heaven works. This is a way to live, guys. When there's an attack, go to the word of God. You see, a lot of people don't realize the potential that they have in God. I'm seriously, I've seen Christians. You've seen Christians. Maybe you're one of them. I was one of them. That I used to have the saying that if it can go wrong, it would. Who was in that team? Come on, you were all part of that club. I see your hands. Yeah, you were all part of that club. If it can go wrong, it will. Is that correct? That's the devil's club. You're divorced from the devil. You're now in a new club. Right? And I'm no longer everything that can go wrong does. No, I'm now everything in my life works perfectly with Christ in me. I've got to get a paradigm shift. I've got to make a mindset change. I've got to start believing the Word of God and acting on the Word of God if I want to be victorious. Amen. Now, it's going to take some effort on our parts. It's going to take some work, but we can do this. We can get into habits of doing it. Amen. So I've got to focus my potential that I have in God. Amen. I can accomplish a few things in my own strength. All of you can. But I guarantee you, I can lift up maybe a couple of pounds, 100 pounds, 15 pounds. Anyway, I had to move something the other day. It weighs around about 200 pounds. And I put it on a dolly. On the dolly, it was pretty easy. Yeah. Getting it off the dolly, I couldn't do it. It was so heavy. But you know what? I can pick up maybe a small little log like this. But if an elephant came along, he could pick up the whole trunk. With a person on his shoulders, correct? So I can accomplish a few things in my own life and through my own physical power and brain knowledge. But God in Christ, I can accomplish absolutely all things in God's strength. Can you say I can do all things? Do you ever say I can do all things? Well, you can when you add the rest to it in Christ Jesus. Is that correct? Philippians 4. So I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, did God lie? Was he sending up a little teaser just to get you? No. God speaks the truth. God is the truth. He cannot lie. So he says that you can claim that promise of doing all things through Christ who strengthens you. Can you say amen? And so instead of focusing on the weakness, I've got to focus on my potential in Christ. Philippians 4:13 from the Voice. I can be content in any and every situation through the Anointed One who is my power and strength. And listen, you've got to be humble. If my people, which are called by my name, Christians, will humble themselves. The first thing he says, humble yourself. And do the things he says, then he'll heal the land, forgive, and etc., etc. God's looking for humility. If a person's not humble, they'll never receive God's strength because they feel they can do it on their own.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation and